Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 27, Pretoria 28, Emalahleni 25, Rustenburg 31 grade.
You can tell it's the new year. There's new roadworks. Pretoria, Trichardt Road. There's restrictions opposite the Waterkloof Air Force Base in Edenvale. You've got some delays on Modderfontein Road, particularly on the on-ramp to the N3 South.
Twee van die vyf mans wat beskuldig word van die moord op die kletsrymer Kenan AKA Forbes in Tabelo Tips Matswane is borgtog geweier. Hulle het 'n tweede bod vir borgtog ingedien en aangevoer dat nuwe feite is sedert hulle aanvanklike aansoeke na vore gekom het. Uitspraak in hul borgtog aansoek is 'n kort rukkie gelede in die Durbanse Landroshof gelewer. Landros Vincent Matlayo.
Looking at the totality of evidence, it is the finding of this court that this court cannot and this court should not assist the applicant because the facts presented before this court are either not new and they should not be entertained, and applicant's application to be released on bail is again refused.
Forbes en Motswane is in Februarie 2023 buite 'n restaurant in Durban se Floridaweg doodgeskiet. Gauteng se ALR vir onderwys, my Tommy Chawane, sê die departement het meer as 14,000 laat aansoeke vir plasings by skole ontvang. Dit terwyl honderde ouers na skole stroom in 'n poging om hul kinders by skole in te skryf. Die ALR dring daarop aan dat alle kinders by skole geplaas sal word.
No, the completed application we have placed, meaning that we have offered space, 325,000 of them. Our system is sitting at 100%. The only issue is those who have appealed and those who don't want the schools that we have offered. That's where we're having a challenge. But also now, we've also got late applications. We're sitting at just above 14,000 yesterday. And I'm sure the number will increase drastically today because obviously being the first day of the academic year.
Terwyl die Stilfontein mynreddingsoperasie sy derde dag betree, sê gemeenskapsleiers as die regering vinniger opgetree het, kon meer lewens gered gewees het. Meer as 50 liggame is uit die verlate Sag 11 by die Buffelsfontein goudmyn in Noordwes gehaal. Byna 2000 vermeende onwettige mynwerkers is sedert Oktober van die jaar in hegtenis geneem. Gemeenskapsleier Levi Polosso.
We had a meeting, several meetings with them, trying to tell them there are people who are trapped underground, so they didn't want to listen to us. If they have listened to us, I think that by now, at least we were supposed to save a lot of people alive.
Intussen sê polisie minister Senzo Mthunu owerhede verskerp pogings om die syndikaat base agter die onwettige mynbedrywighede in Stilfontein vas te trek.
We are making progress. Many of the hawks who have to follow up to the final destination of these precious minerals. It's now estimated at 60 billion this operation in terms of costs, just the illegal mining industry in South Africa.
En nog nes uit die buiteland, een van Vietnam se grootste TV-uitsaaiers is vandag gesluit as deel van omvattende bureaukratiese hervormings wat die staat se arbeidsmag landwyd met 20% sal verklein. Die regerende kommunistiese party wil die politieke stelsel meer vaartplein maak. Die hervorming sluit in dat 8 ministers en regeringsagentskappe afgeskaf word. Sommige mediaorganisasies sal ook herstruktureer word. Ek is Chanel September, our top story at this hour. 2 of the 5 men accused of the murders of rapper Kenan AKA Forbes and Tabelo Tips Motswane have been denied bail.
Wow, so we're getting a little bit closer to having one of those, to having a result in that particular trial.
We just hope for justice.
Hey, the other big story of the day is the class of 2025.
Kan jy dit glo?
Exciting times.
No, terrifying times. I mean, I could almost feel the angst of the ouers. Okay, Ma, you can let my hand go. I'm going, Ma, bye. Please wait. Oh, no, go. One more little hug. Asseblief toch. School's in for the class of 2025.